Nuggets. Nadia's Nuggets. Getting Nadia to focus on a break. Finally, Nadia's Nuggets on Laser 103.3.
And in the studio is Cass Grebner from ARL. How are you, Cassie?
Good, how are you?
Good. You've brought Rose Hebron. Rose, is that, did I say your name right?
You did. Usually people don't, so thank you.
And you have your bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I have Heart here.
Heart.
Heart like the shape, so not H-A-R-T, I have to clarify.
Not like Brett the Hitman Heart.
No. And she is not up for adoption. We want to make that super clear, but she is one of our therapy rabbits.
I just adopted her out.
Oh, man.
I'm going to need you to compromise at least.
She's one of our therapy rabbits through our therapist program at the ARL, and she is a part of our education program at the ARL as well.
She's so soft.
She yeah. is. She's very, very soft. She loves to go visit classrooms and get all the pets from the kids, and she hops around the room with them, and we read a story about her. So
she has her own book.
She does.
Rabbit is more accomplished than
she's,
I am.
Yeah, she's pretty famous. And so we read her story, and the kids just love it, and they get to interact with her. So she's a fun addition to our classroom programs and just to the education program in general. She's kind of like, what do we call her? Our ambassador.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fitting that you brought her because Easter's right around the corner and it's such a popular time for people to adopt bunnies and they realize that bunnies need work and then they bring them back.
Yeah. Yep. So a lot of people kind of treat them as toys this time of year, which is awful. They are not a toy at all. They are a lifetime commitment. Well, not a lifetime, but like 10-year commitment. I say that's like a lifetime.
Go ahead.
They are just a really, really big commitment is what we want to stress. They can live over. I had a bunny who lived to be in his teens. So
really?
They can live a very long time and they need to free roam just like a cat or a dog. They need so much space. And
free roam. That's just walk around the house.
Yeah.
Don't they leave little pellets everywhere?
Every now and then. But they're pretty good about getting litter box trained.
Wow.
My two rabbits at home, Heart and her sister, are very good about it. Every now and then there is a little bunny poo. But that's no big deal.
It's not like it's wet, right? Literally like a hard little rock.
Yeah. It looks like, the kids always tell me it looks like a cocoa pebble, which is super gross.
Just don't eat it.
Super gross. But yeah, they're little tiny, so it's no big deal.
Okay. So tell us about owning a rabbit. It's, can it get stinky? Is it like owning a cat or a dog? How would you equate it?
Yeah, so I really like rabbits because they really don't stink at all, even when they potty. As long as it really depends on the litter you've got. But if you've got a really absorbent litter for them, you don't smell anything. As long as you're changing it like once a day is what I do. And we don't have any smells. They're very clean little things. They clean themselves just like a cat would. I like them a lot for that because sometimes our kitties and dogs can get a little stinky.
Oh, yeah. They eat the wrong thing.
They're so clean. And we never have any stinky problems with them.
And they groom themselves?
They do.
Like, they lick themselves?
Just like a kitty.
What?
Just like a cat.
And they'll groom their owners, too.
Oh,
that's weird.
So it's kind of weird.
Define grooming the owner. What's involved there?
She will come up and she kind of licks your face and she will lick your hair and it's a sign of affection. So it is weird, but it's kind of sweet.
What's a bunny tongue like? Is it kind of raspy?
It's just a little wet.
Oh, okay.
Moose asking the important questions.
Yes.
Well, that's just something that never was ever in my
it's not like a cat tongue. It's just a little soft. Yep.
Aww. Is it like a dog tongue or a human tongue?
Like a mini dog tongue.
Oh, interesting.
Itty bitty. Yeah.
Aww. What do you feed? You were feeding her a banana earlier. Is that the diet primarily? Or?
She wishes. Rabbits, she loves banana. It's her favorite.
Little chonk.
They can eat like the rabbit pellets you can buy at the pet store. But honestly, they don't really need that. The biggest thing for their diet is Timothy hay. If they are a little bit underweight, rabbit pellets are great for them. Heart does not need them. I give them to her because she likes them. But she really doesn't need them. She could be just fine. Living off of that Timothy hay, all kinds of fruits and veggies, and tons of leafy greens.
Can you just grab grass out of the yard and give it to her?
I've never tried that.
Hmm.
So I'm not going to suggest that just because chemicals.
Whenever she sees the wild bunnies out in the yard eating the grass, does she go up the window and kind of stare them down?
They have a balcony that they like. They don't go out on it, but they've got a big window looking down. And I don't know what she's staring at half the time. But she like stares deeply out into the wild.
I bet
so
you,
I don't want to break
your heart.
Wants.
I don't want to break your heart, but it's probably freedom that she's staring at. She
I'm
wants
so
to get
sad.
Out there and pounce around with the other bunnies
be a
out in the wild.
Wild bun.
I bet you the wild bunnies are like, look at her living the high life.
I know, but
balcony. She's like the Rapunzel
grass is
rabbit.
Always greener.
She looks out there and goes, but then she looks back at you and goes, ooh, bananas.
Exactly.
Let me hop back to
I
Rose
provide
here.
You with all the good stuff.
And she's got her own little tank top. It looks like a cute little crop top. If
yeah.
you go to our Facebook and see her, you will see her in all of her little chubby glory.
So Cass for ARL has some bunnies, right?
They do,
so
yes.
maybe now that people are a little educated and they're willing to put in like the effort and the long-term commitment, you can get a bunny at the ARL. What would it cost to adopt a bunny at the ARL?
It kind of depends. Just like if you were to adopt a dog or a cat, depends on the different aspects of the animal. So it's always best to ask a staff. All of our small bunnies and other small animals are actually at ARL South, which is at the Southridge Mall here in Des Moines. So if you're interested in getting a small animal, definitely head over there and just kind of check it out.
Okay.
And then also you said real quick that extravaganza is coming up.
Egg extravaganza.
Yeah. Extravaganza. Yeah.
It's an egg hunt for dogs.
Oh, so cute.
It is on the 13th from 11 to 12 at ARL Maine in our dog park. The event is $5 per dog, and you can register for that on our website.
Very cool.
All right, Rose, and how did you come across Hart real quick? Did Hart get lost on her way to Albuquerque?
Hart was
That's a Bugs Bunny joke.
That's funny. Hart was an adoptable at the ARL, so I just ended up adopting her, and she has a sister who was her bonded buddy, so both went home.
Well,
you
fostered her, right?
I did.
Way to foster fail, Rose.
Yeah, it was a big fail. That's Everybody funny. Knew it was coming, too, but...
She's so soft.
I can't get over how soft she is.
I mean, I get why they make them into fur coats.
Stop it.
That
Stop.
Is just
no.
so...
Look at Hart's ear. She's like, did this man just call me a coat?
What?
It was nice meeting you, Hart. You black and white, very soft, fuzzy little bunny.
You were going to call her a rodent.
No. I was going to say rabbit. Uh-huh. That's it. Rose, thanks for coming and bringing Hart and educating us a little bit on the bunny stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
And Cass, thank you.